Hey everybody, this is Valerie, and we are live on our Facebook page and in our group here at Home Care Marketing Online. And today our class is about TikTok, which a lot of you are probably thinking to yourself, no way, lady, I am not getting involved. But I thought the same thing. And then, in fact, I'm not a Snapchatter. I am barely an Instagram person. Ugh, I'm not a big fan of Instagram. I don't know. It's just a lot of work. But I am fascinated with TikTok. And what I've learned is that not only are there a lot of age-appropriate things for all of us who do not care about TikTok stitches or dances or talking about our personal lives, there are so many, not only funny things for like, I'm 50 years old, to give you some context, and there are some hysterical things that make me laugh and make me addicted to TikTok. It is insane. But there are lots of people on TikTok doing medical kinds of TikToks, and some of them are funny, and some of them are parodies of stuff that happens in the medical world. But some of them are very serious and very informative and very educational, and they're awesome. And so I know that this is a platform that you all and I, which let me just tell you right now, I have not mastered this, but I can tell you that I can use this to my advantage and you can use this to your advantage. And there are lots of different ways to do this. So what I'm going to show you is, and this isn't going to be a long class. This is sort of going to be a part one-er, I believe. We'll do a part two-er when I have something in addition to show you or whatever. But this is a part one-er. So I'm going to show you right now a couple of slides that I put together of what my account looks like on mobile. And then we're going to look at it from the desktop perspective. And then we're going to look at TikTok Live. And we're going to look at some of the things that come up for me. So I remember I like to embarrass my kids and myself as much as possible. So this is a picture of my iPhone. So it, and the screen on the left-hand side is my goofy, and that's actually a video. It's not just me looking crazy like that, although I look crazy in the entire video. But this is a picture of, this is my handle is at Home Care Marketing. So if you want to follow me on TikTok, that'd be great. And my username is Valerie V Show. So either way, I think you can find me. Right now I have 445 followers. I've done nothing. And 2,317 likes. Done nothing. I've done nothing. I am following about 71 people. And all of these people are, for the most part, folks who I just enjoy watching their videos. And I'll show you who my favorite one is. So this is the very top of my profile. And you do get to put in a little bit of a, I think it's capped at how many characters, but you can put in a little bio here. And then I use this URL. So Linktree or linktr.ee is a very basic service you can use to put all of your, so you can only put one link to whatever you want on TikTok. So I use Linktree. To, if you click on this link here, it'll take you to a little page. It's just me, and it has a bunch of different links on it, like a link to this Home Care Marketing Online group, a link to my website, a link to my, maybe I can't remember what I put on there, LinkedIn profile, Facebook page, whatever. So you can put a bunch of links on your link tree, and that way you can give out one link here, but it shows everybody all the different ways they can get a hold of you, or they can join your groups or whatever it is. And then you, of course, you can put your email address in there too. So I have all of that right there on that link tree. And then if you scroll down, these are the videos that we've done so far. This is my lovely husband, Charlie. And this is just a goofy thing. Whoops, let's go back one. This is just a goofy thing that I did. I was in the car. This one is interesting. 3,748 views. Okay, now how did I do that? That's weird. This is weird, and you can do this too, but we have to think of ways to make it most appropriate. So what I did, was I went to, actually I using my phone and I had my phone pointed at my computer screen, and I can't click on this because I'll do it in a minute, but and all I said was, this is a 15 second video. Now 15 second videos are going to get more views. So I clicked on, I clicked record, and I pointed to this number and I said, I can show you how to get, I can't remember what I said, to be honest. It's something about how to get more people to like your page or something like that. So, and I kept it really brief, like a little commercial, like beep, 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 and it was over. And people love 15 second videos. And what I said was, follow link in the bio to learn more. So if they really wanted to learn more, they would click on this link in my bio. So we're going to talk about that one for a second. And then that's my husband. I said something crazy to him, and he said something. He got a good laugh. This is my ghost story. So you can see 11,000 people have at least watched the first one, and then like 194. You can see how many people. This is, I guess since I keep switching screens, I'm just going to keep go with it. This is what it looks like on desktop. So you can kind of see. Yes, you can upload videos. You can pre-record these and upload them. So your choices are, from your phone, you can create a video, you can decide if you want to use it or save it as a draft or publish it, because you really only have 60 seconds. And there's 15 second videos and 60 second videos. So you have to talk fast. And if you're going to have to do a couple of takes, you can always save the first one as a draft and then try again. Or you can record a video on your, you know, whatever tools you have on your desktop with your camera, and then you can upload it. And there's a little upload thing right there. So you have lots of different ways to use TikTok. But again, these are 60-second videos. So if you can say something about your business or about senior care or home care or an amenity or a feature or a benefit, or honor a caregiver, or something like that in 60 seconds. It's fun to try to get it in 60 seconds. And if you can't, you can do part one, part two, part three. So you'll see my ghost story took 12 parts. So it took me 12 minutes to tell the story. And I guess maybe because I talk too much, I don't know. But that's what I did. So let me go to the next slide. All right, so here are some notes on TikTok. The first thing I want you to know is that when you create an account, you can have what's called a creator account or a business account. Once you create your account on TikTok, you can convert it to a business account. And if you convert it to a business account, you can advertise. You can pay for advertising. And creator account, and so you can pay, and it's different than Facebook and Google Ads. It's a little different. You can read it when you go in there if you want to try and advertise. So what you do is you pick one video to advertise, and it gets a lot of views. And you can let TikTok pick who would like to see those videos, or you can pick an audience yourself. A lot of it is by hashtag, so you get a lot of, like, if you put in a hashtag of nurse, hashtag home care, hashtag senior care, hashtag elder care, stuff like that, then TikTok will pick people that it thinks would appreciate that kind of content. And they're not going to pick, you know, 12-year-olds for that. If you put in, other, you know, tags that are for young people, then you're probably going to get more young people. Anyway, I let TikTok pick who viewed the videos. I don't know if that was, I tried one advertisement just to see how it would work. And I let TikTok pick, and it I don't know if it did a good job or not, but business accounts can advertise. Creator accounts can make money. So if you're really good at this and you have a lot of things to say, you would have to appeal to a way broader audience than just home care or assisted living. You would have to have an account that is really pretty global and appeals to a lot of, or one that appeals to a lot of kids. So quick story on that. My husband has a lot of high school friends on his Facebook, and one of the friends of his, which we're all parents now and we're all in our 50s or 60s, we he one of the people he's friends with has a son who's, you know, maybe a senior in high school or right out of high school, and he has like over a million followers, almost 2 million followers. And so he gets paid as a creator on TikTok, and he went out and bought an amazing crazy sports car the other day with the money that he made from TikTok. So I thought, okay, well, let's go look at this kid's TikTok. I get it. It's probably not going to apply to me. And let me tell you, it does not apply to me. But it applies to a very global audience of very young people, and therefore he makes a ton of money from it. So I'm not saying that you need to make a ton of money from TikTok. What I'm saying is there is an appropriate audience on TikTok. It might not be a huge audience, but if you start now with little bitty snippets of videos, and you don't even have to be videos, you can actually use images. There's all kinds of options. If you start now and create a business account and put your brand on TikTok now, then as the years go on and as time goes on, you too will be able to use it to your advantage. Now, that's the other thing about this. You know, are you gonna use Facebook? Are you gonna use LinkedIn? I would say this. TikTok would be a secondary choice. Facebook is definitely where the demographic is, but TikTok will do well as time goes on. I like it way more than Instagram. I don't know why, but I do. And I could get lost in watching these goofy videos that people put up. Some of them are just because their life is a complete train wreck and they're talking about it on TikTok. And some of it is because it's interesting medical stuff, or it's like an emergency room doctor who's telling you how stupid you are for coming in because you have a cold or something like that. He doesn't say stupid. But there's a lot of parody. And as a nurse, if you've been in healthcare or senior care business for long enough, you know, sometimes you just gotta laugh. So they're very funny, and I'm sure those creators make some money off of that. They've got lots of followers. There's a guy who impersonates Tom Cruise. Oh my God, he's a dead ringer for Tom Cruise. It's unbelievable. And he does a parody of Tom Cruise. It is so funny. Anyway, sometimes you can have up to 3-minute videos if you have enough followers. So you can have 3-minute videos. And so that's possible, but I don't know what the rules are. I think it has to be, you really have to have a lot of followers. And all ages are on there. I have seen women and men on there who are 80 years old doing TikToks. It's hysterical. And they are so funny. And they're so appropriate. And some of them do cuss. I'm not going to do that. But it is very funny. So I would suggest getting an account started. You can switch it to a business account anytime. If you decide you want to try and advertise or reach out to more people in your niche. And just, you know, start doing these little tiny videos. Or maybe it's just a suite of pictures that you took at the last community outreach event. And you can just put a slideshow up there with some music. It'll automatically add music for you. And it's all music from TikTok, so you don't have to worry about copyright or anything like that. Anyway, so those are my TikTok notes. All right, so we're going to go to TikTok Live and see what it looks like. All right, so let's go to TikTok. This is my favorite TikToker. She's also on Instagram, and her handle is WhatAboutBunny. This has nothing to do with anything that we are talking about here today. But this dog talks with buttons, these buttons that you see on here. This dog talks. I love Bunny. And there's another one too. There's one that came before Bunny that's really good. So if you go to What About Bunny, you can look at, there are hundreds of videos of Bunny talking. And she's smart. And we're not talking about just a little bit smart. I mean, this dog can tell, knows is, was, has, today, tomorrow, tonight, it's afternoon. I mean, she knows like time and who her mom is and who her dad is and if they're animals or if they're friends or if they're strangers or if they're family. I mean, it's crazy what this dog can say. It really gives you a new appreciation for dogs. So I'm going to turn my volume way down here because we don't want to hear all the feedback. And let's get out of here. So let's go to just sort of, let's go to For You. So if you go to For You, when you sign up, depending on how old you are and what information you give TikTok, it will show you videos that it thinks you want. And of course, if you stop on a cat video and watch it, or you stop on a video of an old person, or you stop on some other video, it will continue to show you dog and cat videos. So you can see that obviously I stop on pet videos because it's showing me all these pet videos. And then people who are telling their stories. FaceTiming mom to let her know dad didn't give me a treat after I pooped. Yeah. And then there's some that are just, these are some, there's music, there's all kinds of stuff. So it's very interesting. You can see Gordon Ramsay, Will Smith, Kevin Hart, Selena Gomez. And then this lady I like to follow. This is Jess. She's a nurse. And I do follow her. She is an RN, and she tells, she takes people's misconceptions about different things, and she will, tell you what the truth is about it. And most of hers have been about the vaccine for COVID-19, but she does other things too. So, like, somebody will say, well, the COVID vaccine's horrible, and she'll put her own opinion up there or facts that she has and talk to them about, like, why they're wrong. And you can see she has 158,000. Now, this is 100% medical. She doesn't do jokes. She tells the serious, and she has 3.7 million likes. So I guarantee you that she's probably making some money from her TikToks. I don't care about that so much, but just to show you that it doesn't have to be puppy videos that make money. It's definitely, there are some medical people out there who really do a great job. I was trying to find my other, here's Deep Tom Cruise. This guy has 1.5 million followers. This is not Tom Cruise. Look at him. Oh my God. And 4.3 million likes. And this is all he has. These are all the videos that he's done. There's hardly any. It's hysterical. I'm trying to find my other ones that I like. Oh, middle-aged Mazzy Moo. She cusses. So this is a parody. You have to be careful with what you're doing. But I've seen a lot of you do some really funny videos on Facebook that are really cute. And this is not hard to achieve. So I would recommend that you just get to know it, maybe start looking into it. Living Easy Homestead, let's see what they have. Well, this is more of an Airbnb, but still. A lot of people talk about rehabbing homes. Rehabbing homes, rehabbing stuff. I think that if I were a senior mover or senior organizer, I would do some before and after pictures with the client's permission. I would do maybe a story time about a client without using any names and just talk about the value of your service. If I were a home care agency, I would tell stories without names about what the difference you can make in someone's life or the difference you have made in someone's life and what happened to them after they started receiving home care. I think if you can do those story times and you may have to do that in more than one part because you only get 60 seconds. But if you can do that, show your community outreach, and you can share your videos, because they're 60 seconds, you can share every video that you publish, you can share it to your Instagram instantly. And I think if you have it set up right, you can also share it to Facebook, not from TikTok, but from Instagram, you can share it to Facebook. So you can kill two birds with one stone, Instagram and TikTok, at the same time. But that means keeping your phone handy, not being afraid to be on the screen, not being afraid to tell stories. You can do them, you can also do them from your desktop and do 60 second videos and do them in different, do 60 seconds at a time. and then upload them. So if you're really spazzed about how you look, or if you are want to, you can tell that though people really don't care how they look on these. So I'm not sure that I would worry about that so much. Anyway, I just wanted to introduce this to you and talk to you about it and tell you how much fun it can be. Yes, there are people who cuss on here. That's not what, you know, we're about, but there's a lot of fun stuff too. So I would suggest looking into it, download it to your phone, set up an account, and just start scrolling through the stories that are for you. See what other people are doing, and then you might want to consider creating an account that you can post to, a business account that's very appropriate, and then maybe try a little advertising. Try $20 of advertising on TikTok and see what happens. I think you might be surprised. And I don't know that you'll get any clients from it instantly, but if you are consistent and you talk about not only who you are, and make sure you think about this name. If you put in here, you can change your name, by the way, but I would recommend that you make sure that this name, like if you go to mine, at first I just had Valerie V, but I decided to make it At Home Care Marketing, or Home Care Marketing and Valerie V Show, because if it has some keyword phrases in it, I think that's better. So think about what you're going to name it, especially if you're doing this for your business, and what your username and what your screen name is. Okay, so I think that's it for today. I just want to introduce you to TikTok. Let me know what happens. If you're on TikTok, let me know. I'll follow you. And if you are wanting to see what happens as my account evolves, follow me, Home Care Marketing or Valerie V Show. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.